Well, greetings again. This is Brother E from this morning. I am reading to you from Ezra chapter 1. Ezra chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled, that came by the mouth of Jeremiah. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, beside the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. In verse 1 there, Jeremiah the prophet was mentioned. If you're familiar with Jeremiah, he was a prophet to the people of Israel just before the captivity took place. He warned the people of the coming captivity, warned them to repent and turn to the Lord. Very few listened to him, and this captivity indeed took place. Let's read the verses in Jeremiah where he speaks of the 70 years in Babylon. Very, very clear prophecy. Jeremiah 25, 11, and 12. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. And also in Jeremiah 29:10, For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. Amazing prophecies that they had there to hold on to. But as you know, very few listened to Jeremiah in his day. But when the captivity took place and the people were greatly humbled and they again turned to their God and prayed, and the words of Jeremiah, I expect, were circulated among the people. And they were greatly encouraged that this would only last for a season. Yes, 70 years would seem like quite a long time. By far most of the people that were taken away into captivity did not live another 70 years. But many did. This puts a light on the life of Daniel and the book of Daniel. Daniel and his three Hebrew friends that would not eat of the king's meat, would not defile themselves, they, I expect, knew that in 70 years, Israel would be taken back again to Jerusalem. And there's a good chance that they realized, since they were young, that if they took care of themselves, they would be able to live those 70 years and see the return to Jerusalem. Now, this would have taken a tremendous amount of faith to know that, or to believe that what Jeremiah spoke would happen. Probably didn't have the book of Jeremiah in the scriptures in the way that we do, they would have had to believe by faith that Jeremiah was a man of God, that God did speak through him, and that God indeed would work a deliverance in 70 years. And then the fact that Daniel faithfully turned to Jerusalem in his prayer. 3 times a day he would turn to Jerusalem. And I imagine part of his prayer was that God indeed would deliver the children of Israel in his time. And I do expect that he was hoping to live to see that return. Whether or not he did, I don't know. But it wasn't just that he was looking for. When the decree went that they would have to only pray to the king for 30 days, what did Daniel do? He didn't give in. He knew how much depended on faithfulness to God and whether or not he would be thrown to the lions and eaten up and never see the return to Jerusalem. He had a love for his people, and he had a love for his God, and he was going to do what he could to help the people to be faithful unto the end, faithful all the way, so that they could experience that deliverance and return to their homeland. How do you and I live according to the promises that God has made for our future? We are promised a deliverance as well if we are faithful. And even much greater deliverance than the Jews experienced being delivered from Babylon back to Jerusalem. We are told clearly, not exactly when, but that it will happen and that it will not be that far in the future, that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will return from heaven to the earth to receive his bride unto himself, to avenge the elect, to deliver his church from this wicked, evil world. Are we living with that reality in mind? Do we live day in and day out to see Jesus return? Are we doing all that we can to have faithful endurance unto the end? Jesus said that they that endure to the end shall be saved. Our endurance depends largely on our perspectives. How do we see the world? Do we see the world as strong and powerful, hard to overcome, as just taking over, and we almost have to succumb to it? We barely hold on to the true faith by the skin of our teeth. Or do we know that God is so much more powerful than the evil forces of this world? Do we know and believe that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, that there will be faithful unto the end? Do we know that he that is within us is greater than he that is in the world? Also, it depends on God's grace. Do we see and know that God's grace is sufficient? And do we have a good, proper, eternal perspective of the greatness of the rewards of faithfulness, of the greatness of the damnation for those that refuse to believe in Jesus? Do we have things in proper perspective? This will help tremendously for our faithfulness unto the end. I pray that God will help me and God will help you and all of us to be faithful and to have the realities of eternity impressed deeply upon our hearts. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day.